WOMETA 1.3 Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And we're talking about sugar this morning, and we all know it's bad for us. Let me ask you quick, before I know we're going to talk about substitutes, but is there an acceptable amount of sugar that we can have without hurting ourselves, or is it just stop?
Oh, no, right. That's a great question. It is naturally occurring, right? We have it around in nature. It's really, you know, distorted today because it's so highly processed and so prevalent. So you don't have to be afraid of it. Like, I can eat zero of this. It's just, you know, today's version of sugar creates some, like I said earlier, some unfair, you know, situations. So yeah, you can have a little bit. And I always talk to our clients about the fact that we call it the sandwich concept, ironically. But you know, if you're eating good fats, if you're eating a good amount of protein, the carbohydrates, the sugar specifically, become less threatening to your health, to your metabolism, to your weight. So yeah, you can have it. It's got to be in a much different context than most people, unfortunately, you know, encounter it today.
All right. So give me some ideas of what we can have instead of sugar.
Right. So that's the beautiful thing. You know, I kind of didn't paint a rosy picture when we started talking about this, you know, earlier, but the reality is, especially today, we've got that double-edged sword. There's a lot of it out there. It's problematic, but the good news is there are so many wonderful alternatives. We've got my top three favorite swaps. Got to be stevia. Just make sure it's pure. Look at the ingredients. We want to just see stevia only as the ingredient if you're using it as like a truly like an add-in. Xylitol is a wonderful choice. This is a it's in the family of what are called sugar alcohols. You don't have to remember that, but it's a really, really neat alternative. It's an easier swap because it's a one-for-one. So if you're a baker, you don't even have to measure differently. Quick side note, if you have a dog, be careful. It's completely toxic to dogs.
Yeah.
Don't
eat too much of it thinking it's all good for you.
Well, that's fair too. it can be a little laxative oriented if you eat a crazy amount.
Happened to my husband one time. Yeah.
Yes. So beware. Okay. And those, round it out with honey. Honey specifically. Great choice, you know, just about as natural as can be, and very different in terms of the way that the body absorbs it, uses it, all of that.
Now, is xylitol a man-made thing? Because it sounds like a man-made thing.
So same kind of thing like honey, like stevia, actually. It's naturally occurring in nature. It's really not highly processed. It's just one of those newer alternative sweeteners that is a good one.
Okay. Because it sounds made up. I mean, you know, xylitol sounds like one of those,
right.
You know, ask your doctor if xylitol is right for you.
Yes, it just dropped out of space, you know.
Yeah. All right. Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Matt on Warm 101.3.